I was going to ask you, met Joel Plaskett.
I've never met him, no, but I'm very much like, I admire his his art and his music. I think he's fabulous, but no, I've never met him. No.
Have you met Classified?
Yes, actually, I have. Classified actually came to my release for my Return of Diana Prince show in Halifax in 2007. So that was super cool that he came through, and I know he's a busy guy, so I really appreciated that. Yeah, he's great.
And what's the best thing about Ottawa?
Best thing about Ottawa is I'm from Ottawa, so I grew up in this hip-hop scene. I remember seeing shows at Babylon in high school, and I was so lucky to be able to do my album release show at Babylon on the 20th of February, because that's where I've seen every artist that I love, like People Under the Stairs, Guru, you know, like it's just, that place is so open to both really underground hip-hop and local hip-hop. I've had such a great opportunity to network there with artists. I've built a lot of my collaborations through Babylon. For example, Jesse Dangerously, who's actually a Halifax artist, he's in Ottawa now. He's on my album and he's been so supportive and very much a Babylon goer. So it's a great place for people to collaborate. There's all kinds of things going on in the city, but Ottawa's got a lot of artists that are constantly coming up with new projects, so I mean it's also great to be part of it.
Wrote about women to learn about self, event cause pattern modeled action.
What do you think of the Canadian indie hip-hop scene? How does it compare to like the American stuff?
Well, the thing about the Canadian hip-hop scene is that we have to travel far to perform because the cities aren't as close, right? Because we have to go through provinces. So the Canadian hip-hop scene is extremely hardworking, and I can think of artists all over the country who have been consistently making quality music that is engaging and I'm constantly excited to hear. So I think the Canadian music is only going to build. I mean, it's only going to expand, and I think a lot of Canadian artists have already done very well, like Cardinal Official, he's done very well. Chaos has done very well, and so has Kanon. Yeah. Kanon was living in Toronto, so he's kind of, you know, he's technically kind of Canadian. So I mean, you and then you have Eternia. So you have these artists, and now Ghetto Sox is coming up, and he's just doing incredible things. There's so many projects. He's definitely somebody to look out for as well. So like I'm saying, like I'm really inspired by the Canadian artists right now.
What up, Cool Crease? How many tours have you done so far?
I haven't done any tours yet.
Oh.
I was in school when I was doing music before, so I couldn't tour too much. I am planning some tours coming up. We're going to be doing some Canadian cities, so stay tuned. Montreal, Toronto, definitely in the near future.
So which format do you prefer, CD or digital format?
You mean for buying my music or selling my music?
Like in general, like nowadays.
Well, nowadays, well, I mean, everybody basically has their music on their phone these days, right? So I like to have it digitally for that so that I can carry it around. But I think you should always buy an artist's CD just so you can really see the artwork of the CD, which is such a huge part of the album because an album tells a story. So I think with the digital product, sometimes you don't see the artwork. You don't see the thing. You don't see the track titles in the same way. Like, I think it's really important to have the actual physical product. And then if you're listening to one artist, for example, Common Sense, formerly known as, I have every single one of Common CDs, and I will not download his CD because I want to have the collection. Same with Buck 65 CDs, every single one. Like, certain artists, you want to have the collection, right?
Yeah.
So it depends. I mean, both are great, and both are definitely the ways that we're getting music now, like with the technological advancements, but I really encourage people to actually buy physical CDs, because usually when you're buying the physical CD, you meet the artist, because chances are you meet them at a show, you buy their album there. I find it more intimate.
What do you do? Auto-tune.
Auto-tune? Oh, I don't know if I'd do auto-tune for my voice personally, but I think it's definitely a new sound that has definitely picked up popularity with music, and I think it's interesting, but it's not something that I personally think I'm going to do. Yeah, well, but it's more recently become popular with hip-hop music, I guess I should say, but I mean, it's fun to party to and dance to, but I don't know if that's my sound.
No, I don't know, I'm not a big fan of auto-tune. It seems like everything's all auto-tune now.
Yeah.
Not fun.
Yeah. Well, it's important to diversify yourself. Yeah. Do a different sound. Always try to be better. Always try to develop really what your style is. Like, somebody who's done an excellent job at that, again, is Buck 65. He's constantly evolving. And, you know, sometimes people are so committed to a genre that they're not okay with hip-hop going outside of that sound that they conceive is hip-hop. So sometimes I like that hip-hop pushes the boundaries because it's diversifying the genre. It's making more people aware of it. It's gaining a better following, and I'm fully in support of that. I mean, you have your old-school sound. You have your more, you know, fast pace. There's every genre has its place. Every sound has its place. So it really depends what you're doing. I mean, are you working out? Are you chilling? Are you at a party? Are you driving? Music is good in all settings. You just gotta decide like what suits you.
So are you hooked on social media sites?
Well, I think social media is important. I'm in public relations, so I really am a strong believer that you should always communicate as much as possible. And communicate with your fans, communicate with other artists, communicate with people who respond to your music. Because music's all about building relationships. It's all about building relationships with people who are inspired by your music. Why do you listen to artists? Because you have a relationship with their music. You care about their music. You're committed to it. So I think with social media, it's given us an opportunity to connect with people overseas. And artists now can network and build, and it's really created a platform where independent artists can get their music out. It's amazing. And I'm very excited about where it's going to go in the future.
Get rest, have zest, feel refreshed, healthy, write and sketch to beats because they help me be creative. It's fresh, though I'm innovative.
So it gave rise to indie music?
Absolutely. Because think about it, like back in the day, you really had to get your music through a distributor or, you know, some kind of label, somebody who would take it on and physically distribute it. So now, like with Bandcamp, with iTunes, MySpace, Facebook, you have Twitter, like you have so many ways that you can make people aware of your music, your interviews, whatever it is you're doing. It's so much easier to keep track of artists. Like, think about it, like even when you think about an artist that you listen to, like Wu-Tang, like their internet stuff didn't exist when they came out. So like, how did we know about them? Radio stations, mainly, I would say. So now it's like, even artists like that are on that scale, like you can really get to know them a little bit better and keep up with what they're doing.
Live at the scene for you. Read how close you stand, why that is. Bring truth to surface, past or present.
Breaking. Do you keep in touch with today's pop culture?
Well, I think I do. Well, hip-hop is popular now. So it's kind of a difficult question because hip-hop is very popular right now.
Thinking about reality shows like American Idol or Survivor.
Do I watch that? Well, my favorite shows, honestly, I love watching music videos because I find them very creative and I'm always inspired by the artistic side of that. I don't really watch a lot of TV these days.
So what do you think of like music channels not airing too many music videos now?
Well, it's disappointing because it's a lot of advertisements and commercial, but I mean there's other ways that we can see these artists, these videos like YouTube. Like all kinds of websites. So I don't even think people are glued to the TVs for videos anymore. Like when I was a kid, watching a video, recording on my VCR so I could watch it later. No, it's not like that anymore. It's like you can just go on the computer, Google whatever it is you want to watch, and you can watch it immediately. So it's like that immediacy has made it so much more accessible that I don't even know if people rely on much music or MTV to see the latest videos anymore because it's so accessible.
I know you want to say.
Anything that's funny when you perform live?
Anything that's funny when I perform live? It's always funny because you never know what to expect, right? What's funny? Well, all kinds of funny stuff happens. One thing I love doing is performing with my friends who I've collaborated with. So any opportunity I have when I perform, I bring friends that have performed on my music. Like both release shows that I had were packed with artists, and that's always very entertaining because every artist takes on a different characteristic or a different form on stage, right? No disasters though. No disasters. Hopefully not tonight.
Probably not. So yeah, it's great to meet you and hope I enjoy your performance.
I hope you enjoy it too.